let the lighthouse see everything. And what I'm trying to say here is that the lighthouse represents the people of prayer and intercessory, and they can see some stuff that you can't see. They know things that you don't know because they're always in prayer. They always got to watch for eye. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because Jesus tells us that we ought to watch and pray. Oh, come on and say amen in here. Do I have anybody in the house that say, I want to be in the watchtower? I want to be able to see what's going on. I want to be able to pray. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. And the Bible said that Saul went on past that. And when he got nearby, that the presence of God was so thick that before he even got there, the Bible says in verse 23 that the Spirit of God was upon him also. I wish I had somebody. Before he even got there, God started dealing with him. Before he even made it there, God started working on him. Before he even met up with David and Saul, God started messing around with Saul. Oh, come on and say amen here. We got to understand that we can't fight this battle ourselves. Ain't nothing you can do but praise God in the battle. Oh, come on and say amen. Ain't nothing you can do except give God some praise, because the devil will try to do what he wants to do. The people will try to do what they want to do. But thanks be to God, if I can just get my hands up, you better watch out now. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. If you let me open up my mouth and say thank you, Jesus, I'm subject to feel better. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, if I could just get a prayer through. If you let me start praying, the devil's in trouble now, because I know what God is able to do. And Saul began to change his mind, not because he wanted to, but because...
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
I want to call your attention this morning to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, in continuation of our Mother's Day message, beginning at verse 25. Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 25 reads, "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call to her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I want to speak for just a little while from the subject, a ministering message from a mother. A ministering message from a mother. And this is part two of this message. And those of you who are sitting there perhaps wondering, how could I get a message like this, a title like this, a ministering message from a mother, when it seems that the text is speaking from a man's point of view. I want to show you, if you back up to verse 1, that this is actually from a woman who's talking about a woman who's sharing with her son for the kind of woman he should look for. Verse 1 says, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his who?
Mother
taught him. I shared this morning what a powerful and impactful reality of the teaching and ministering of this mother that was had upon this son, that even years later, as he had grown up and had become king, that he remembered the words of his mother as related to a virtuous woman. This is a woman talking about a woman, and you know the old adage that says it takes one to know one. This was a virtuous woman, not only telling but teaching her son what to look for in a woman that would bear his children. Look at the words. I want to walk through some of these for your benefit, and then we'll get on to our text. The Bible says, verse 2, what my son, and what my son of my womb, and what my son of the son of my vows. She's establishing the relationship and the dedication to the vows that she's made in rearing this child in the way that he should go, classifying my as being personal and taking all of these responsibilities to heart. She is cluing him in on how sincere she is about this, how real this is that she's dealing with. She says the first issue, verse 3, that she talks about is, give not thy strength unto women. And if you would look it up, it means loose women. It means women who are without honor, women who are of the world, and who are of loose morals. She wasn't talking about a woman of good standing and of good morals and of godliness. She was talking about a woman like Samson had in the woman called Delilah. She was talking about a woman who loved him for his money and his power. She was talking about a woman who would sell him something and then turn around and sell another man the same thing. She was talking about a woman who had no character, no dignity, no pride, no respect, no values, and no God. She was talking about a loose woman. So when she said that, she was cluing him on to the fact that he must be aware that many kings and kingdoms have been brought down by loose women. Not only have kings and kingdoms been brought down by loose women, but homes and businesses have been brought down by loose women. So he is being schooled by his mother about one of the greatest vices that men of power face, and the first vice is women. The second vice she deals with is liquor, wine, all of these things. Look at what she says. Well, first she finishes out and says, nor the ways to which destroyeth kings. There are some things that kings must remind themselves are that they are kingly and above doing certain things that are immoral, that are unlawful and ungodly. Kings and royal folk must carry themselves in a royal manner befitting that of royalty. She was saying to him, son, even as I groom you and school you, prepare you and train you for kingship, I need you to know that you are not just king in title, but you ought to be king in spirit. You ought to act like a king. And can I tell you, if you're a real king, or if you are a real part of the royal family, you act like what you are even without the title. See, a whole lot of folk won't wait till they get to be what they want to be before they start acting. But if you are who God says you are, you ought to begin acting that way even now. One of the things, as you look through the biblical pages of antiquity, you will see that men who were children of God, they act like children of God even when they were in circumstances and dire straits and difficulties. They didn't wait till they got out of it to act like they were a child of God. They acted like they were because they were what they were acting like, children of the Most High God. And can I tell
tell you, the devil in hell can't keep you in bondage when you are who you say you are and you act like you are who you say you are. So she's teaching him, be careful of how you act and how you govern yourself. Now look at this. She goes on in verse 4. She says, it is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes a strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready, listen, to perish, and wine unto those that be of a heavy heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. He said, drinking isn't for kings and royal folk. Drinking is for the person who feels like I'm ready to give it up, lose it all, throw it away, perishing, the word says. Because listen at this. If they are drinking to that end, they are drinking because they feel they are already at their end. And they're trying to drink to dull their senses, to keep them out of the area of remembering their poverty and the stricken situations they're facing. So they drink to forget about their troubles. But when you're kingly, you ought not be drinking because you don't have no troubles that your God cannot take care of. So she's teaching him all of this. Verse 8 says, open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. She's talking about those who don't have a voice to speak for themselves, because God has divinely appointed you and positioned you to be able to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. I need you to be a mouthpiece for those who do not have an opportunity to say or to articulate what their concerns or situations may be. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Not only that, but when you get up to where you're supposed to be, don't forget where you've come from. Don't forget the needy. Don't forget the poor. Don't forget that you are blessed to be a blessing. She is instilling all of this into him even when he was yet a child. Look again at what the word says. Who can find a virtuous woman? Now, this is a virtuous woman talking about a virtuous woman. I thought at first this was a man talking about it, asking a rhetorical question, because he was saying, I looked, but I couldn't find. But here I see it's a woman telling her son about a virtuous woman, because she was one, and it was easy both to harmonize the talk with the walk. Now listen at this, because she's telling him from her own experience. Look at what she says. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above? You can't buy a virtuous woman. The silver and the gold are fine, but you can't buy what she's going to give. That's right. You can't find and buy a woman of this stature, because money don't make her. Y'all ought to hear. You got to see where she's focusing this thing now, because she realized she's worth more than money. So all the money in the world couldn't buy or make another one of her. So she recognizes that money ain't no big thing. Don't care if you are a big spender. She knows who she is, and she knows whose she is, and she recognized that her price is far above that money can buy. Look at this. She says in the word, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of what? All the days of her life. She's going to do him good and not evil. She won't embarrass him. She won't put him in a position or a place where he has to look down because of what she's done or what she said or how she's acted in the public. She's saying to him, listen, his heart doth safely trust in her. Now, you're going to see later why it is saying this. Look at what the Bible says also. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar, imports and exports. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. While it is yet early in the morning, she gets up, and she has, if you'll search this out, it's talking about preparing a dual connotation in terms of food, both spiritual food and physical food. She gets up first and has a little talk with the Lord. She gets the spiritual aspect of her life right. She ministers to God in prayer. He then ministers back to her. She then puts on the bacon, the eggs, the biscuits, the coffee, the rest of that for her family, because she has had her food and she's preparing food for them physically. She then coordinates the schedule of the day and tells her maids, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. So she organizes and administrates in such a powerful way that her day is already done before she ever gets started. Look at this, because I want you to see this. The Bible says, she considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. Now, this woman has the business sense to see investments, and she has the authority of her husband to take care of business and to handle the business affairs, because listen, she is a virtuous woman. Yes, she has her family in mind, and yes, she has business in mind, and yes, she balances the both of them. Now, some of us have got to understand, yes, we're in a modern day time where women go out and they work, and many of them are career minded, but too many of us have forgotten that your first career is your family, and your financial career comes second. And so many of us have offered the family in lieu of a financial career and wonder why things are happening as they happen. Listen at this. This woman knows how to balance both the home. She had a home business, and her home business thrived because she kept her home alive. When y'all wake up, you're gonna catch that. Now listen at this, because I want you to see something here. The Bible says, she considered the field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planted the vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. Now look at this. This woman, you can see by no stretch of the imagination, is a lazy woman. This woman doesn't go around all morning long with old nasty gown on and rollers in her head looking all one way and the other. This woman gets up early in the morning, gets herself together, gets her family together, gets them all straight. Then she starts taking care of business and moving in the business world and moving all at the same time in the family arena, ministering to both needs. And her husband safely trusts her. So listen at this. Because he knows she has a business mind, he doesn't have a problem letting her handle the money. Now, some of you men who are not good businessmen and business mind need to relax your pride sometime when God has given you a virtuous woman who knows how to deal rightly with the money, and you ain't got to worry about her running off to the malls and to the jewelry stores and the furniture store and all the rest of this spending up the money. But she knows how to take the little money you give her and make more money out of that. She knows how to bless you. I wish I had a witness here. Some of you brothers need to relax when you've got one that you don't have to worry about misusing the provisions you put there for. Here the Bible says her husband's heart doth safely trust in her. Why? Because her record speaks for herself. She does beyond the call of duty. She goes beyond that is required of her. And notice again, the Bible says she girded her loins with strength. That means she takes care of herself. And when the Bible talks about and strengtheneth her arms, it talks about she spreads good health and takes care and minister to the sickness of a family that they might walk in perfect health. Now listen at that. Even before you go any further, you'll see that a virtuous woman wears many hats.
That's right.
She's not a one-dimensional woman. She has more different areas and arenas to tend to. And so because she is busy taking care of the business, she is not busy taking care of other folks' business. I just want to throw that out for free. Listen, when you're that busy, you ain't got no other business but your business to take care of. Ain't got time to worry about what's going on in your neighbor's house and person's house across the street, down the street, round the corner. That's why your business is messed up, because you ain't taking care of your business. You so busy talking to... Well, let me go on back to the text. So the Bible says, listen. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Now, all of this is talking about the weaving and the making, and all of these are parts on the spinning wheel. She deals with all of this. But it's talking about the woman is so prepared that even when trouble comes, talking about night, her candle doesn't go out, her light doesn't go out, her wisdom and her ability to reason doesn't doesn't go out. She doesn't lose her head and freak out. She keeps a calm head and keeps it together and reasons this thing out. And she takes her time and makes the right decisions so that when the trouble passes over, her household is still intact. Look at this now. The Bible says, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Have you ever noticed a virtuous woman like that? If you go back to your own experience, some of you have had mothers, it didn't matter who came by. She had enough food to feed you, and everybody had dropped by also. People in the family, people around the street, people who didn't have. She'd send you to bring them food, call them over to get something to eat. I mean, took care of them. Was blessed, but didn't have a problem with being a blessing. Some of you remember mothers like that. Listen at this. The Bible says, again, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Now, these are the appropriate garments for royalty. The Bible says she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. The woman knew how to dress. Now, can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, she had no problem using the best because she gave the best. And when you give the best, you ain't got a problem with the best. The only thing and the only time you have problems with the best is when you're not giving the best in return. Now, listen at this, because the Bible says she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. He's known in the gates. What does that mean, he's known in the gates? People take notice of him because of her. Now, let me tell you women a good word about your men. If you are married, I don't care how good that man looks or how messed up he looks, guess who gets the credit? Because let me tell you. When a man comes out the house and he got a blue sock on and a black sock, and he's got ravels hanging from his coat or pants, or his shirt is not ironed right, or he's not looking right, you know what real women say? Girl, I don't see how she let that man come out there looking like that. Now, he's a grown man now. But you know many of us are colorblind, brothers. We think we coordinated. She'd be like, no, baby, don't go. Somebody ought to hear me here. She sets him up and gets him together, makes sure he's looking good because he represents. And when he goes to his business meetings, men are saying, my, that woman sure takes care of him. Lord, I wish I had a witness here. Listen at what the word says. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. She is moving and ministering, manufacturing articles that are in demand, and she does it with high quality materials. She's known for not only her quantity, but her quality in manufacturing. Listen, Bible says, strength and honor are her clothing. Yes. Now, I like this because first they describe an exterior reality of her clothing. And how many of you know a whole lot of folk look good on the outside ain't necessarily good on the inside? Yes. So listen at this. It's good when her husband looks at her and he says, baby, you sure look good on the outside. But when he strips all of the clothes off of her, look at what the next verse says. The Bible says strength and honor are her clothing. He sees underneath the clothes the reality of the real woman that he has. He sees that this mother that she is the kind of mother that he's proud to have of his children. He sees the realness of this woman and can appreciate her for her strength and not her weakness. He looks at her and he sees all of this. And the Bible says, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Now, why is she going to rejoice in time to come? Because of her strength and her honor. Now, listen, let me tell you something. As a strong woman, sometimes you got to put up with some things you don't want to put up with. And every day is not a holiday. And sometimes you've got to make sacrifices and go beyond the call of duty. And it takes a strong woman to do those things. And he's saying in the word that her rewards may not come today, but payday is coming someday. Now, listen at this, because the reality of the word is this. His mother is teaching him about what she is and what he has seen in his own household. Now, listen at this again. It says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of. Now, my brothers and sisters, this speaks of a woman who is calm, cool, and collected underneath the skin. So much so that she is steadfast, number one, in who she is, what she has, and what she's capable of doing. So when the word says she openeth her mouth with wisdom, it honestly speaks of her relationship with God. Because wisdom comes from God. And you see that she gets up early in the morning and she starts off getting her spiritual food so that she can give guidance and direction in her household before preparing physical food. So it means that she talks with God. She prays and ministers to God, but God ministers to her. And the relationship gives her wisdom so that when she speaks, she's speaking godly. Godly. Now look at what the Bible says. And in her tongue is the law. She's not letting bad stuff come out of her mouth. In her tongue is the law of kindness. She has said, if I can't say nothing good, I'm not saying anything bad. She is careful what she speaks because she recognizes what goes out comes back. It's a law, and she's operating in the law of kindness. So she's sowing seeds of kindness. That's why folks speak so kind of her, because when she speaks to people, it's with a kindness that transcends just words coming from her mouth. It's a law in which she has in her hearts and lives by, and it is a law that makes her state every day, I'm going to say something kind to somebody, to bless them, to build them, to benefit them, to edify them. It's a law to her that when she opens her mouth, she's going to say something wise and kind. Now, when was the last time you said something wise and kind? Even if you said something wise, you probably tore it down with some curse words or some bad words or talking down about something. And listen, can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, women, you need to be careful how you talk, because your children hear you talking around the house. Your children hear you talking on the phone. Your children hear you talking in conversation with your friends. So if it's a law, it ought to be realized not only with the children, but in every other area of communication you have. The law of kind. Y'all are getting quiet on me this morning. Listen at this, because I'm under warrant to preach this morning. The Bible says she looketh well to the ways of her household. Now, I like this because the Bible says she manages her household well. She is frugal and discreet, and she deals with it so that her household is sufficient in every need. The woman knows how to buy. She probably shopped at a Sam's and made her dollar holler, stretched it out wide. Instead of going out there and buying one roll of paper towel for $1.25, she went to Sam's and got six for $2.50. I don't know. The woman knew how to stretch out her money. She wasn't a foolish spinner. She knew how to make her clothes. So while the other women were running out there spending $500 on a designer dress, she sat down and designed her dress and paid $75 and looked better than them with a five. Y'all ought to hear me here. She knew how to catch sales. Dressed her husband in all of the finest suits, but saved him bukus where he would have bought one suit for the price. She was able to get him three for the same price. I'm trying to help some of you women here. She knew how to manage her household well. That meant what came into it, and that meant what went out of it. Look at this. I want you to hear this. The Bible says, and eateth not the bread of idleness. The woman didn't have time to sit down and watch the stories or tell stories. The woman didn't have time to sit down and drink coffee and make up lies and, you know, have bridge parties and play games and all. The woman didn't have time for all of that stuff. The woman didn't have time to be idle, to give the devil an opportunity to come in and plant thoughts of doubt and discord in her heart and her mind, because she was too busy taking care of business. She didn't have time when the phone rang to entertain gossip and foolishness. She didn't have time for the things that did not make her household well. Some of you women must understand that it is you who allow the enemy to come in and tear up your house. And that enemy might be your girlfriend. It might be your next door neighbor. It might be your mama. It might be your sister. But you have got to learn how to manage your own house. And can I tell you something? Women, don't let women outside tell you nothing about your husband inside. And don't be no fool and tell the women outside about how your man handled you inside. Because they just got through singing a song that said, be grateful. Because there's somebody worse off than you. Be grateful because there's somebody who'd love to be in your bed. Look at this. Look at this. And I'm closing. It says her children, listen at this, her children rise.